time to name this week's Busted Pencils Activist of the Week. He's the founding dean of urban education at Davenport University and a columnist at the Hechinger Report, Andre Perry.
Andre Perry, welcome to the show. Stop trying to reform the reforms. Adopt an education philosophy centered on black and brown people. Now, this appeared in the Hechinger Report. You wrote this on August 3rd, and it comes on the heels of the Democratic Convention. And I get a sense from the article that you're not too excited about the reforms the Democrats have implemented to the Democratic education platform.
Well, I actually am happy that Hillary backed off on many of the reforms that we had under the Obama administration simply because they didn't work. So I'll give case in point, teacher evaluation systems. They were largely a failure simply because it is very difficult to have a robust added value modeling system that will attend to the hundreds, if not thousands, of variables that contribute to or predict academic success. And so if you're not going to control for all those things, you're simply going to put forth a measure that is highly dependent upon test scores, which we know are just faulty or a very statistically difficult things to hold yourself accountable to.
But your article, though, too, here, I mean, this post is really, for me, it's really penetrating because, we look at that and we say, yeah, look, test scores don't work, this doesn't work. But, I mean, more importantly, though, you're talking about the reforms themselves, even the reforms that Hillary did adopt in the platform, which is, say, backing away from test scores. But you come at this, though, and say, wait a minute, what about the whole idea of even looking at reform from the idea as to who these reforms are most going to affect, touch, and influence?
Yeah.
And so from black and brown children, and make, you know, the idea, and I'm just going to read this, you know, test scores, high stakes testing, all that accountability, you talk about those as mistakes, and they were predicted. And in fact, you say, you know, they were because of an ideology of evidences of the stubbornness of white privilege that comes out of a Eurocentric model. Now, that's a smackdown.
Oh, well, like I said, if you're concerned with black children, you're not going to draw upon theories from Eurocentric models because we know that white supremacy is built and baked into many of the models that put forth. And I say, certainly, the choice movement as we see it today, Adam Smith may have appreciated it. Certainly it was filtered through Milton Friedman and others have influenced it. But that's not a liberatory frame that black people need.
Mm-hmm.
I think I quote Paulo Freire, who a lot of educators know, who wrote Pedagogy of the Press, and one of the central premises is that a pedagogy, a curriculum, a system of education has to come out of the people who are oppressed. In this case, we need theories to come out of black and brown folk, not some model that comes out of, you know, some choice frame that's not built for us. And I think the reason why in places like New Orleans, where test scores are going up, but poverty remains the same, where quality of life has not really changed for poor people, in spite of billions of dollars poured into not only education, but housing, criminal justice, you name it. And we're virtually, being poor, it means the same exact thing. And so there's something wrong with these systems that continuously tries to fix black people, fix brown people. And folks don't move socially, economically. They're not moving. So at some point, you let go of that frame. And all of those techniques from education to criminal justice to healthcare that all come out of these same theories, we need to abandon those and really go after some that are framed from the oppressed. And I mean, if we can go out and build something based on Adam Smith and Milton Friedman, why can't we do that for a black woman?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not some impossible task I'm asking. It is, let's use a different frame, because the one thing that I am clear about, black people have never been in a position where we want status quo. We've never been in that position. And so we are inherently reformers, progressives, if you will. This idea that we don't want change is ridiculous, but we do want a change that benefits us economically, socially, culturally, all those different things.
So a good life, a worthwhile life, but from the perspective of the people we're doing, education ought to be serving.
Oh, absolutely. We just don't see enough of black and brown perspectives.
Right.
We keep seeing, oh, how we're going to fix the system for black and brown people. But that's not necessarily what we want. I don't think we spend enough time doing that kind of work. But I do know that we need to change it up, because what we're seeing in terms of status quo, and I mean it's not just charter systems, traditional systems as well, there needs to be a reframing of what education is for.
And the space is needed to do that reframing, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I say this all the time. There needs to be, when we go to conferences, we do need to think out of the box. I know that's cliche, but what would it like if we didn't have the systems that we have today? How would we change it? Because I just know that black children in low-income communities are not being served by education, health care, criminal justice, housing, in a way that really allows us to live out our life potential. And so the goal has to be to rethink, to retool, not use the master's tool to tear down the master's house.
Right.
And that means shedding some of the practices that we adopt.
Well, Andre Perry, you took the line I was going to use that you had quoted in there to end that with and say, so in other words, what you're saying is we cannot tear down the master's house with the master's tools. That's it. I mean, if we're going to talk about this, you know, the pedagogy of the oppressed, if we're going to really consider and care about oppressed black and brown children, anybody who's in an oppression, you even mentioned, again, gender, we've got to start taking this up from the point of view of those communities and ask them first, maybe, how they might want help to look.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, I have to just insert, don't talk about gender enough. Our schools are harming girls every day, and we don't examine it at all.
Andre Perry, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, as always.